Good morning and welcome. It's my privilege to welcome you to the conference this morning and to introduce our speaker, Rebbetzin Sori Teitelbaum. Rebbetzin Sori Teitelbaum has been the Rebbetzin at the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst for the past 28 years. She has been teaching Judaic studies at Hafter Middle School for 26 years and joined Hafter High School 4 years ago as well. Before utilizing her degree in teaching, Mrs. Teitelbaum was a paralegal. Today we're privileged to have the presentation, our, quote, written test, the only way to assess. Thank you.
Okay. So whenever you do anything technological, you just have to go with it. So we're just having a little bit of a slow getting it going, but I'm going to talk. As a teacher, I very much feel that, and as a parent, are you teachers, everyone in the room, as an educator or a parent? Or okay. Same thing for what I'm talking about. You can help this way. I remember, you know, I went to high school and we had a lot of material to memorize, a lot of material to learn, and I memorized it all and I got 110 on every test. If you ask me to spit back Malachim Beis, I don't think I can. But I remember in fifth grade we had to do a science fair project, and I worked really hard on a project, and I did the post-board and everything, and I remember my botany. Okay, I still kill my plants, but at least I understand why I'm killing them. So as a teacher, I find that if I can engage the students more than talk at them with projects and fun type things, they've told me over the 26 years I've been teaching that that's the stuff they really remember. Nowadays, there's so much out there, so many tools out there to help the students learn in a fun way to review. And I've started through, I teach 6th, 7th, 8th, 11th, and 12th, and across the board, I use this on the level for each one, and it's very, very helpful. You can use it in preschool and on certain ways, and I'm going to show you the few things that I have that we don't need that for. If everyone just go to your iPad, and there's something called Show Me. It's a little app, and you just touch it. No, you're in. Show Me.
It's an icon?
It's, yeah. Okay.
Keeps going back to request a sign in.
Also, it's not finding me.
It's
looking for guests. Okay. If you can't get in, maybe. I have to use someone's iPad because I can't.
Here, let me see.
Let me.
Go.
Okay. I'm just going to use those for a minute to show you. On the Show Me, you can, let's say your child was learning a Rashi. Okay, but you'll make it for whatever. Do you want to help them? They're having a hard time understanding it. So you can color on this. Let's say I want red. So I can say today, and you can record. You can say, today, sweetheart, we're going to learn the Rashi. And this is Rashi plus Aleph. Okay? And I'm going to press stop for a minute. You can do that. You can choose a photo. Let's say you're learning about Shesha Imagreshi, and you want a picture of the sun. So you can just either take a photo, you can choose a photo, you can take an image from the web, you can get any way you want to bring a picture up, you can. I touched the picture. And let's say I do take photo, which was record. Right. So I put this as my background. You can just, I think that this might be a little bar for people who have not used it before, but just until I can get, we're not going to, Benny's not happening.
That's not happening.
15% by the time we, it was at
12%. 15% for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So show me is a way that you can simply, and now you can simply color on it, add on it, you can erase everything. I put clear drawings. I could erase everything and start all over again.
Is Show Me a free app?
It's a free app. S-H-O-W-M-E, capital S, capital M. It's free. It downloads. The kids, S-H, capital S-H-O-W, capital M-E. Show Me in one word. Okay. Yeah. If you want to all move closer,
can you? Is there an audio tape on this? Or?
Okay. So, yes. Oh. Yes. You can. Okay. You can. Well, this is the button in the middle.
You said to write "show me" as one word.
Yes.
Okay. That's how I find the free app.
Yes. You just type in the app store "show me" and it'll come up.
Oh, so now whatever I'm saying is recorded.
If you press that middle button.
Yeah. Ah. Okay. So that's okay.
And I'm going to press save on complete, and then I'll have it. Now I erased it all, that's why it's not coming up. Otherwise you would have seen
it. This is only an iPad? An iPad app?
Okay, this one.
I'm sorry.
Dust. That is only on the iPad.
Yeah.
The next three that I'm going to show you, I would have loved to show you, can be on the computer, can be on your iPhones. When I'm teaching, I say to the girls, before we had all the iPads from Hafner, I'd say to them, take out your iPhones, and they were like so excited. What? We're allowed to use our phones in school? And this is what I did. So everyone has something called Nearpod. Looks like this, Nearpod.
It doesn't like you, huh?
It doesn't like you.
Okay, let's get out of here.
And Nearpod,
it doesn't like you at all. It's Nearpod. Okay.
Getting out of it?
You should get out and go to Nearpod.
No, it really wants to sign in. Otherwise, it won't use it.
Because it's got you as guests.
So
should
people,
don't do anything yet.
Yeah. I'm just gonna listen.
Okay, I have to get on my thing, and I'm gonna give you. Hopefully, my phone works.
And again, this is only an Apple app.
This.
Or it's on Android too.
Android too. They were able to get it, the kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if I have internet, but I have to try.
You have to sign up in the Nearpod?
You won't have to now, if only I could get what I need. This is called a flexibility challenge. Okay. There we go. Let's see if it'll let me do it. In other words, what I need is a computer.
Would this help you?
No. I need a computer in order to get you into the Nearpod that I created. What is Nearpod? Nearpod is... Okay, ladies. Nearpod did. I took a video from YouTube and I put it up. And after the video, there's whole different ways to quiz. The first thing was I had an open response. I said, what did you think of the video, let's say? And then they all answer. And I do it in class. In other words, it takes me five. If I have 10 minutes left for the period, I could say, girls, sit down a minute, quickly, you know, make up three questions on a video that I know I want to put up. And then everyone, you can do it two ways. Everyone does it together in a classroom or for homework. If you want to help your child with something, get a video or whatever. The teachers nowadays, with teaching, they'll put up a video. And they could do it at their in half because they have headphones in the computer room. So, for example, if I'm not there one day, I'll send them all to the computer lab. The computer teacher will be the substitute. They put on their headphones. I've put up a Nearpod with my questions. They each go at their own pace. They could review the video four times if they didn't pop it the first time, and then answer my questions at their own pace. What's fun to do it together is in a class is that you all watch the video together. I say it says join session. Were I able to get it up on the computer, there would be a code that you have to type in. It's usually five or six letters, okay? And then everyone gets in and you watch the video. I had a very cute video up there, and then I put one question I showed you was an open response. What'd you think of it? The next question was a multiple choice. And then the third question is draw. Draw your face at this time, like what you were thinking. And then they get to draw, and it's different colors, and then, you know, and again, you can upload a picture. One time I said, draw your favorite whatever, and a girl immediately went to the internet, clicked on the image of her favorite ice cream, let's say, instead of drawing it, put it up there. Okay, so the kids are extremely creative with this. And they enjoy it. I mean, they beg for me, oh, could you just make us another Nearpod? They would do it for homework in a second. And it's fun, it's easy. And I'm not really computer savvy, and there's a tutorial, like a tour, that tells you exactly how to do it. I mean, I could have done it for you, but it won't help me to tell you until you have to see it and do it at the same time. It's the only way you learn. But I can tell you it's very, very easy, and will really work for you. So it's called Nearpod. It's free. You download it. Any age loves it, okay? I can tell you any age. And as far as testing, I called this, is a written test the only way to go? The answer is absolutely not, okay? I definitely had them. I put them in groups, and I said, okay, I teach in the high school. I teach Rabbi Foreman's videos on Sefer Bereishis. So I said to them, you guys have videos 1 and 2, you have 3 and 4, you have 5 and 6, do a Nearpod on your videos, okay? It had to include, you know, as if it was a test. I got very detailed in what I wanted to include. The girls were fabulous. They gave quizzes. One was on what he was talking about when Chava ate from the apple and desires and what desire means. So they made up a quiz on desires. Or they went somewhere and said, give me a quiz on desires, which is probably what they did, on food desires, okay? And it told you what type of person you were, whether you're healthy, whether you're junk food. It was absolutely hysterical, but really, really creative and really fun, and got their message across. So Nearpod across the board is easy, easy, and fun, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you get the responses?
Okay.
You see the individual responses.
So Nearpod, when you have your computer, if you're in front of a classroom, you go online on the computer to Nearpod, and you had saved your Nearpod in your account, and they all will log in and make an account and then have it, and then it brings it up. The first thing they have to do is all sign in. So had I had it, you would all be signing your names. It right away does it alphabetically for you. So even if Risa signed in first, she's going towards the end, okay? Unless you're all S's and T's. So it alphabetizes for you. It's up there. All the kids, what's fun is they can all see everyone else's response. So you know, I don't want to make a fool of myself because my response is going up. And they answer you properly, and it's all up there. And you see, you know, who draws, and you see what they do. And it's good. The next thing I wanted to show you, and it's try it. Let's see what happens.
What does show me have to do with Nearpod?
Nothing. I'm showing you four different things that you can do. With the show me's, I was teaching Korach, and I said to each girl, I did two, I think, at the end. I say, teach a Rashi. Get up in front of the class with your show me. And they each, I wrote Rashi's on a piece of paper. They stuck their hand and picked out a Rashi. And that's the one they had. And that's what they had to do on the show me. And they had to teach the class. Again, they have them Rashi's question, Rashi's answer, a few words, explain, blah, 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 blah. So here, there's another one you have to get out of your pod since that didn't work so well, called Zaption. Z-A-P-T-I-O-N. What Zaption is fabulous is I don't think it's going to help us, so just look what it says. Zaption. What I did with Zaption was, so I told you that I teach Rabbi Foreman videos. So I'm showing a video. I took, I could say he has 10-minute Parsha videos. Okay? Anywhere in the video, and this I literally learned 2 weeks ago on the tour. Okay? And it was that easy. I promise. You go to zaption.com and it'll give you a tour that will explain how to do this. But it's really easy. Here, the difference between Nearpod and Zaption is Nearpod, they have to watch the whole video. And then everything goes up on the board, everyone sees what it is. Zaption, you can stop the video at any point. So I made a very nice, cute video for you. I uploaded a really cute video and I stopped at a different point saying, what do you think her reaction should be?
Did up to 100%.
Oh, wow.
We'll stay late.
Oh, wow, let's see what happens. I'd love to show you the thing. So you can stop it at any point. Ask the question. I typed it. It comes up on the side of the video. And the person at their leisure, you know, you can, this is really good for homework or for review for a test, if you want to help your child review for a test. So you can, a lot of teachers nowadays are putting stuff on Zaption, but you could make up questions and it stops in the middle. And then you answer the question, you press submit. I went further another minute, I stopped it, and I put in another question, submit. So if you're a teacher, this is a phenomenal tool, okay? Very good way to help your children review, okay? If they're having a test coming, this is how you can help them review. Now the Zaption, you can make your own video. You can, it can be an audio video, or it could be a picture of just you, I'm your teacher, and say, remember in class we learned. This is how I, you know, this is, let's go over the first two Rashis. Whatever you want to say, and then ask a question. It could be a tool for a parent, a tool for a teacher. It's a great, fun way. Again, there's open response, there's multiple choice, there's draw, there's all different kinds of different ways that you can test. Okay? Yeah.
So if I want to make sure they saw the video.
It tells you.
I know they had watched it.
They're just analytics.
Not just
you can
dump part of it and then
absolutely. There, you click on analytics and it tells you who watched it, when, and they can't go to the next question until they submit that one. So you really know what's going on. Okay, pray everyone. Let's see. Talk about my fourth one.
It's cold.
Okay. It's called Glogster. Glogster. Okay. It's called Glogster. Glogster is a digital poster. Again, I use this to test, okay? It's not so easy for you and I to manage through Glogster. It's not an easy site, but the kids do it. They fetch, but they do it. What it is I taught, let's say, I have an example that I brought, which I can't get up for any of you, of my eighth grade students I taught when Moshe sinned and hit the rock. We were learning Kukas, okay? So they had to make a Glogster based on, they had to have two psukim from the actual text.
She was teaching us patience, and when things don't go the way you wanted it to go, right? Wasn't that a perfect example?
Yeah. Thank you.
The problems with the use of technology.
Love it. It's
technology doesn't always work.
Now what? It's frozen. It's frozen. Okay, so for example, what you could do. Oh, here we go again. Many girls chose a background of water in the back, or a background of old pebbles, stones. Okay, I told them to get creative with it. They could upload, a lot of them made little skits on hitting something, you know, hitting the water fountain they pretended was. I mean, they got creative with little things. You can upload skits, you can upload pictures, you can just hear your voice, you can type in different fonts and get creative with it. And actually, I told them it has to be that if someone who did not learn Chukas would come in the room after seeing your Glogster and you explaining it, they would then understand the whole story of Moshe hitting the rock. Okay? And they did a wonderful job with that as well.
So each girl did her own?
Yes. Groups of two. It depends how many kids are in the class. And
so they did it for the class, or they did it for
Yes, and then I make them come up. They sat to send it to me so that I could have it. They all emailed it to me. I had it, and I could look at it any time. They all presented it to the class. I always made sure that the principal came in to see it. A, the principal should see what the kids are doing, and B, the kids should feel, you know, how important it is. They love this stuff, and they will remember. They've come up to me. They're back from seminary, and they say, I remember when we did this. I remember when we did that. Really makes an impression upon them, and that's how the stuff sticks with them. These are very nice tools. Instead of the typical written tests, these are very, very nice tools, and like I say, can be used at home with your children to prepare them to study for a test. Now, I want to tell you, in preschool, there's something called sock puppets.
S-O-C-K?
S-O-C-K, puppets. I'm going to try and show you on my phone. Let's see. I have it on my phone. I downloaded it. Sock puppets. Okay? So I'm going to say new. I'm going to create one for you. You pick different characters. Let's say I'm going to be this one. I'm picking a background. And that's okay. Once again, like the other one, you press the microphone. And I'm going to say, "Hi, my name is Mr. Sock Puppet, and I'm here trying to teach you something today. Ha ha! Hasn't been working so well." Okay, I stop. changes your voice. And it makes it fun. And they love to hear their voice sounding, wah, 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 wah.
Okay? They do it?
They do it. Have the kids do it.
What's the after that? Morning.
Yeah. I do it with my grandkids, you know.
What's the after that?
Sock puppets.
Also free?
Also free. Oh, everything I tell you is free. Okay? And the kids love this. Okay?
When you do it, they do.
Okay, so when one year I tried the Show Me's, and we didn't have iPads yet, and not everyone could get it on their iPhone. This was before it was on iPhone. It used to, okay? And I, flexibility challenge, I said, okay, everyone download Sock Puppets. And they had to teach a Rashi. It lets you go for, let's say, 2 minutes, not a long time. Some of them had five until they got their Rashi taught. But they did it, and they had so much fun, and you pick the different backgrounds, and you can move them anywhere. And they're always going to remember their silly sock puppet that they made. But for little kids, it's a winner. Okay? So, well, this has been really fun. I'm really sorry.
No, you really introduced us to some new... We can play with
you
it
You can
now.
Play with right. it. It depends how scared you are. But I'm telling you, these are really easy, easy ones. Okay? And they
Do
have...
Do you need an iPhone or a smartphone?
So
okay,
we said
so far what I've seen is the only one that is on the smartphone is the NearPod.
Okay.
Now these are great ideas.
I mean, there is a something sock puppet, but I think it's just how to make a sock puppet.
NearPod. NearPod.
Now, Gloucester
one
is
word,
Gloucester.
One word, that's two words.
One word. And Gloucester is Gloucester. Okay, what happens is you sign in as a teacher. Now, a lot of these will give you a free trial, and then after 7 days, they'll charge money. For example, HaptoPays, and I found NearPod, and everyone's now using it. Someone else found Zaption, everyone's using it. So HaptoPays paid for it.
Zaption is Zaption.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're saying eventually we have
eventually,
to pay for
you, eventually, what I did with NearPod until HaptoPays was I kept changing my email. I use like five different emails. You just need to log in with an email address and just write it down and remember what you did. And I did that over and over again. Okay? I did that with Gloucester also. I had it for 2 years under one name that I just trialed. Okay? But they're really a lot of fun, and it really is a wonderful tool. And thank you for being so incredibly patient.
Thank you for...
How much they charge you?